Tonight on TMS PM, Blade Runner 2 wants to bring Han Solo back.
Bieber talks about his robbery allegations.
Is it Han Solo or Han Solo is the question. Want to keep your sperm safe? Use lots and lots of bat poo.
That seems like it would work. Colorado River is going to spill over again.
Your tweets.
A visit from Ice Warm and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. PM!
Hello, everyone. That's my favorite part, by the way, that little hitch it does in the beginning of the song there. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to TMS PM. It's the morning stream PM edition. That's because we got that Patreon deal going.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, you made this happen.
Y'all unlocked it, man. Achievement unlocked. Way to go. How many of these have we done? It's actually been probably a good month and a half or something.
I think so, yeah.
Maybe more. That's the thing with TMS. Time flies in ways that is almost feels supernatural to me. Mm-hmm. Somebody reminded me today. Or somebody said on Twitter, maybe I even have the question for later. It's something about when you start a new show, how come you're putting the's in front of everything now? And they were using this show as an example. I'm like, this isn't a new show anymore, dude.
No, man. How many shows of The Instance? How many episodes of The Instance have you done?
300 something.
Okay. So yeah, we've doubled.
Yeah. We've doubled that since 2011. The Instance been around since 06. That's weird to say too.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't want to think about any of this anymore. Time has flown. My son Nicholas was 6 years old when I started that show.
Wow.
He is almost 14 this weekend.
And now he's having parts of him aren't working anymore.
Nope, they took him out. So long. In fact, here's the best part of next month. It's his birthday month, and he had an emergency appendectomy, and can't believe that was a week ago. And he gets his wisdom teeth out next week.
Oh, wow.
So
big puffy cheek Nick.
All is well on the Nick front. He's
you
loving
know what
it.
Nick is going to sound like next week.
Real sorry with the cotton in his mouth. Anyway, that's all good and well. But what's more important is that we have a. Let's do your PSA first. I want to hear this PSA.
Oh, all right. So here's something that I heard about that's going on in Vegas. I don't know. It's probably going on all over the place, but you hear about this sort of thing in Vegas first. And so you're staying in a hotel.
Yeah.
It's your last day there.
Yeah.
And it's the morning of, you're just getting up and you get a call from the front desk and they say, excuse me, sir, I'm sorry, our machines went down, our checkout machines went down, our computer system. So we're going to need to get the credit card information again from you. I'm so sorry to do this, but it'll expedite your checkout procedure.
Oh,
and so you
no.
get out your credit card and you give it to them.
I smell a scam happening.
And then they say, great, and last three digits on the back. And you give them that. And they say, great, thank you so much. And have a great day. And thanks for staying at the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then sure enough.
Oh, no.
It is not the front desk calling. It is just people who know the numbers to get to the phones in the rooms and call. To pull that BS.
Because those are outdoor numbers, or excuse me, public numbers, right? Like you can call into a hotel.
For the most part, yeah, with some of them. Sometimes you have to go through the front desk, but even then you can say, room 236, please.
Yeah, and they just call you. Oh my gosh, dude, what a terrible scam.
And they even have audio in the background of like lobby noise and keyboard clicks and things like that
as
they're
talking.
So it sounds like, this is... They've been totally faking people out, and this happened recently at Planet Hollywood.
No, this didn't happen to you though, did it?
Oh God, no.
Okay. Phew.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Good. Don't. You know what? Just never give credit card anything to anyone unless you're there in person with them, or site's secure if you're talking online stuff.
You know what? I'll come down and give that information to you. Who should I ask for?
Yeah. hey, old people that think the internet's here to steal your credit card. Here's an example of one you're going to fall for. Yeah.
Live people are going to do it right there for you.
I had a guy got his card. I think I talked about this. Guy got stolen because a dude on an upper floor of a mall had a a camera that let him zoom in when you pulled your card out, got a picture of it, and if you were unlucky enough to have flipped it over and they got the back, then they got all that info.
Oh my God, that is horrendous.
Yeah, jeez. It was this big sting, and I think they caught people, but still, like Kim got hers taken because she had a guy at a restaurant in Houston on a layover, swipe her card, normal McNormal pants, just swiping the card, and then she, you know, went along her business, got a phone call the next day. Somebody bought a $6,000 TV on your card in Texas.
Man.
Like, what is going on? So it's a good opportunity to dispel a myth that the internet is the scary place to spend money. It has become right. The secure place to spend money.
Well, unless it's Target. No, I guess it's in-person Target was the problem.
Yeah, it was an
Target
in-person
online.
Problem. Exactly. Dumbasses. Anyway, well, that's a good PSA to the point. I'm going to play this. There you go. The more you know, everybody.
Perfect.
The more you
Hold
know.
On.
Do they still do those? Is that a thing that NBC still does?
I have not seen one of those in forever, but usually we're fast-forwarding through the commercials. I don't think they've done it since...
like Friends era, right?
I think exactly. You get Eric LaSalle fresh out of ER saying...
He always is doing it.
Alcoholism is a disease, and you don't want to have that disease. The more you know.
What's he doing right now? You know the guy's Eric got
LaSalle.
Talent.
His soul glow.
Yeah, he was great. I liked ER back in
Eric
the day.
With a Q. Yeah, come on now.
What's going on with that? You're not kidding me. I got a list for you. You like lists.
Yeah.
Start the
lists.
Evening off with a list before we get to the news, and that is this. 25 things you shouldn't do naked, but people did anyway.
Okay.
All right. I think this is actually pretty helpful stuff. So I'm going to share it with you. All right?
Okay.
Number 25, destroy McDonald's. Somebody actually did
that. I remember that lady who did that. She like threw the register on the floor and then ate right from the ice cream fountain.
Sandra Suarez, age 41, was that lady from Florida, of course.
Florida woman.
That's right. 24, visit your husband in jail. Huh. You know, Florida woman or new power is doesn't need a costume.
That's right.
Visit your husband in jail. You shouldn't go naked.
Yeah, but what if it's for a conjugal visit? I mean, you want to maximize the amount of time that you get with your husband. So.
You got to just tear that stuff off in there, I guess, because if you show up naked, they're going to check you out. They're going to do stuff.
All right.
23, ride a tricycle in public. Don't do that.
Oh, God, that actually...
Sounds painful.
It does sound painful. That's an area that I don't want my legs frantically going up and down.
It's a chafe problem.
There's a chafe issue.
You could lady
right
to, I want to see Brian. Okay. Ironic name. Here's your chance to do some good in the world.
Oh, really?
I want to see Lady Godiva style side
lady
sitting.
Lady Gaga.
Side saddle Brian on a tricycle naked. That's what I want to see.
Jeez.
Lady Gaga.
That'll distract him for a while.
Yeah,
well
done. Nicely done.
Off the streets.
Okay, how about this one? Climb a 40-foot high pine tree. Don't do that.
Oh, again.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Fell down and kind of rubbed everything the wrong way. That's going against the grain, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
21, run through a bingo hall. Don't recommend that. These are all things people did. crash a wedding. Don't do that.
All right.
Steal
sure.
construction equipment. These guys are always drunk, it says here. Every one of these says they're drunk.
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, you're not gonna do any of these things sober naked, right?
Visit a 7-Eleven store. I went in there once without a shirt on. And I was refused service.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that no shirt, no shoes, no service stuff is real.
Yeah, way to test the sign.
I was like 19 and still could take my shirt off without being embarrassed by what would happen.
No shirt, no shoes, no dice.
That's right, baby. Don't stand in your driveway like Mark Mertz, age 44. He was in Massachusetts, stood in his driveway wearing nothing but a ski cap and goggles. One witness said he thrust his hip into his mailbox.
Awesome.
That's pretty good.
Hey, Mrs. McGillicuddy, this one's for you.
Check it out. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Don't climb through a doggy door naked. This happened to Sarah Elizabeth Soto, age 25. She was buck naked and I think she locked herself out or something. Had to try to go through that doggy door. Bad news.
No, that was a stranger's house.
Oh, I'm reading the wrong one here.
She took a bath.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
I don't do any of that. David Michael just sent me a text that says, don't attend Nerdtacular naked. All right, great.
Oh, there you go.
I agree with that one. Follow someone to convenience mart, sing to police officers, break into a house and threaten people with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the top 10 here.
Okay.
Hit your fiance with a car. Fiance. I knew how to say it. I was just kidding.
There you go.
9, carry your baby on a walk down the highway.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, there's a lot of wrong with that right there.
It's also a typo. Carry your baby on walk down the highway.
Well, they've got a limited amount of space for that headline.
For that extra A. Yeah. Stick that in there.
And a space. A and a space there, Scott.
All right, geez. Hang out on your neighbor's bed. Don't do that. Guy broke into his neighbor's house and just laid there singing a song on the bed.
Fabulous.
Take a stroll on the boardwalk. Sure, that's public. Mm-hmm. A lot of these are public nudity, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Break into a home and wake up a sleeping couple. Don't do that. Definitely don't do that here because I have a sword under my bed. Things can
do you really?
Yeah, can get bad.
Is that what it's for? Is it like in case? Wow.
It's my defense thing. I used to have
shall not pass.
I used to have a baseball bat, and then I went to a sword. Now I got a sword.
Yeah, nice.
I don't like guns, so probably
sure,
do that.
Sure.
I'm not anti-gun. I'm just not really a fan myself.
It's not for you.
They terrify me. Don't like kids around them. Been a neighbor, not neighbor, but a dude out in this area who kid took his dad's gun, went down in the basement, and showing off to his friends, and accidentally shot and killed himself. So
that
kind of stuff just gives me the willies. I'd rather just out of sight, out of mind kind of thing on that. 5 through 1, hang out at a Walgreens. Duh.
Well, who'd be able to tell?
Interrupt a television show. Lady, I guess, stormed on to the good news.
Nice.
At the station, jumped into the middle of the news segment, naked. Dance in front of a stranger's home. Walk downtown covered in Crisco.
Well, it's not naked.
That reminds me of that striptease movie. Remember that?
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
Right, it was all covered in butter or something.
Butter or Vaseline or something. And he was just in his boots and that was it. That was weird. Boots and hat. And then finally, walk around a Walmart. Kevin Hughes, age 36, walked around a Tega Clay, South Carolina Walmart wearing nothing but black shoes in the middle of the night when he was arrested after employees spotted him in the wait for it, health and beauty section. At least he was apologetically saying, quote, I'm sorry. It was an accident. I wasn't something I intended to do, unquote.
Well, obviously he was just trying to get out of a meth deal gone bad. And he figured the only way to do it was to convince his wife that he had a blackout session.
I agree. That guy's not fooling anybody.
No.
Not me. Not you. Not nobody.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Ooh, it's time for the news.
Ooh, beware the evil leaper and listen to the Quantum Leap podcast. Listen as Albie, a Quantum Leap veteran, examines each episode with Heather on her first viewing of this classic show with guest interviews and more. Go to quantumleappodcast.com to listen or learn more and support the show at patreon.com/Quantum Leap Podcast.
I was just noticing my Dropbox shirt in the video, and it suddenly occurred to me, I wonder if they're going to drop their prices because of that Google Drive price drop. Did you see that deal?
No.
100 gigabytes, $1.99 a month.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, that is a shot over the bow of everyone else doing file sharing.
No kidding. Box.net.
That's Google saying, you know what, guys? We're going to destroy you.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I love Dropbox, so I hope that they answer in kind because I'd like to see them continue to compete in that space.
Yeah.
Because Google's playing hardball there, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, of course, I went ahead and got that,
nobody
too, because a buck 99.
Nobody can compete at that price. Well, yeah, right. Why wouldn't you?
It's 2 less dumb apps I don't need a month. That's easy. Easy choice. All right. Blade Runner 2. This is today. Beep, 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 beep. Big news.
Yeah.
Blade Runner 2 is officially happening, and Blade Runner 2 is officially trying to bring Harrison Ford back, and Harrison Ford is officially willing to.
Wow, cool.
He's at that stage of his career. He's sick of hanging around Ally McBeal all day on the ranch. He wants to do something. Decades after it was considered a financial flop, which is crazy, Blade Runner is now up for a sequel. Alcon Entertainment, based out of Warner Bros.
Alcon.
I know, I hate it. Isn't that horrible? It's probably a guy named Al. And it's
oh, right,
Alcon.
Right.
That's a cool name, right? Alcon.
Alcon.
Alcon.com. Has been hot on the idea of a follow-up for years now. No other details have emerged about another Blade Runner until now. They're going to need that old Blade Runner because they need his magic. That man is Harrison Ford. They put out a press release today via Coming Soon claiming an offer is out to Ford to return the untitled Blade Runner 2 movie or return to it. coming back as his character, Rick Deckard. Mm-hmm. The script has been written by a screenwriter from the original film, Hampton Fancher. Can we just stop and admire the name?
Hampton Fancher.
Hampton Fancher. That's a great name, isn't it?
It is.
With an assist from Michael Green of the Green Lantern fame. Well, I don't know if that's a thing you want to talk about.
No, that movie. That. Yeah.
Very unclear at this point whether Ridley Scott will direct, but he's got a busy dance card. He just signed to direct The Martian. Let's see. And has another unrevealed film slated for 2016. Sounds like a lot like Alcon is eager to move on without him. So they're just not going to wait. Hmm. Sorry, dude. Wow. We got stuff to do here.
Yeah, we
got
to get this thing out before Harrison Ford goes in a museum.
Maybe your brother Tony could do it. Too soon, too soon, too soon.
Oh,
look what
geez.
I've done. Look what I've said. Look what I've done.
So I wonder if the unrevealed film for 2016 is a Prometheus sequel. Because wasn't there talk that he was going to do, that there was a plan for a couple of these?
Yeah, they want to do one where two alien ships roll over what's her name and she doesn't move.
Right.
I'm so torn on Prometheus. On the one hand, I'm just all for whatever sci-fi you want to give me. And on the other hand, there were a lot of problems with that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Justin Bieber back in the news, in the good graces of the news. Not really. He says he sent a message to his fans about his robbery allegations. I talked about this morning.
His name is just evil.
What do you do this time? Oh, no.
Oh, you don't even want to click that link.
Do I not? It says, this is your fault, not safe for work.
You do not, yes, you do not want to click that link.
Oh, my gosh. Who's the original? Who's that? That's terrible. And that is not what I ordered, waiter. Take it back. Who is that?
I don't know.
Why is that happening? All right. I live in an alien world when I see things like that. It's just like, really? Yeah. That happened somewhere? Some guy did that? Justin Bieber sent a message to fans.
Florida, probably
Florida. Looked nice and hot, didn't it?
Yeah.
2 days after being accused of attempted robbery, Justin Bieber took back to Twitter to comment on the situation. On Wednesday, May 14th, the Beauty and the Beat crooner. He's a crooner now.
Crooner. He is so not a crooner.
Nope. I'll take your.
He's a buffooner.
He's a buffooner.
Not a crooner.
Yeah, buffooner. douche booner. I don't know. Told his followers, quote, it's hard to defend myself and my privacy every moment of the day. Then to see rumors, the truth will set ooh free. He had room for a Y and an O.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that I'm more angry about his use of the letter U than anything else?
Well, it's the whole little snarky attitude there. Oh, the truth will set you free. Yeah. Like, if you look at his tweets, there was that one with Seth Rogen.
Deal, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I really wanted to meet you. Love your movies still. You know, it's like this little ending like, oh, the truth will set you free. Like,
sorry, I was playing Seth Rogen while you were reading that.
Yeah, 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 I see that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's always got that. He's the little snarky little turd is what that
is. Yes, exactly.
He went on to say, my mom raised me to be kind to others, he continued. He didn't have enough characters to say, but I failed at that miserably. Then he said, I get judged, harassed. I try to take the high road. He gets high is what he means. Sometimes it isn't easy, but we keep trying. I'll continue to be the man my mother raised. And she's back there going, oh, shit.
She raised me to be kind to others as long as they're not asking me for a deposition or own a mop bucket in the kitchen from where I'm performing. Or
Yep. I love people and I will try to be kind even when things are not fair. I love people. He says that like they're different than him.
I love people.
I really like people.
Well, they are different from him.
I like dogs and people. Don't believe rumors. Thanks to those who stick by me and those who help me grow every day. He's talking about what's her name, and he's talking about growing. Okay.
Much better ironic name. You've redeemed your... Well,
did he redeem it?
That wasn't even ironic name. That was Tubby.
Oh, wait, I'm seeing the same one. I got to scroll down. Crap.
Yeah, don't click that one.
All right, Tubby, what do you got? Oh, gosh, Brian.
Well, it's far better than the other one. I'll say that.
You're giving birth to a tricycle. All right.
But that neck, something's wrong with that.
Yeah, the neck is wrong.
The neck is wrong.
Yeah, that's all that's wrong with this idea is that neck. All right. He said this. Off to have fun and smile with friends. I'm human. I feel. I hurt. But I got thick skin too. You should have put yo in there. There's room. I can handle it. I love you. The LAPD. See? What?
There's that ending sentence. I love you.
I love you.
At least you spelled out you this time.
I love you. You're people, right? I kind of like people.
I'm human. I feel. I hurt.
I feel. I am not a robot. Take your...
I am not a space alien bent on the world domination.
I do not know where you got this idea. I was only testing the phone they say I stole. The LAPD is investigating reports that Bieber grabbed a woman's phone out of her purse at Sherman Oaks Castle Park after he thought she was taking cell phone pictures of him. You're living in a little paranoid world, man. Put down the reefer, Bieber, the bereefer.
He Richard cheesed her, basically.
Totally did, dude.
That's what Cheese did when somebody was videotaping him at a certain concert.
Yeah, one you might be familiar with personally.
Yeah.
The year was 2008. And he grabbed the camera.
Then he threw it on the ground.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's so not cool.
No.
Still to this day. But you know what? You always, let me just say something about you. And sure. There are others in our lives like Tom Merritt and some others who always impress me with this. High Road McGillicuddy, we can call you. You took the high road, man. Never once did I see Brian poo-poo anything in public. You just kind of went, well, that happened.
Aren't I kind of doing that right now?
Yeah, kind of, but not really. You're not really slamming it. You're just like, yeah, that happened. I mean, it's been the statute of limitations are up. We can talk about it. And sure, I'll be pissed for you because that sucks. Lame. Right. Let's see. Also in the news, speaking of Bieber, giant fossil sperm. Oldest ever found, preserved in tons of bat poo. I couldn't resist this article.
Kalamazoo, Michigan. You're on the air. Why do I think that somehow Larry King is involved with this?
Well, I thought maybe you were referring to him as the fossil oldest ever found fossil sperm.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Yeah,
I get it. Extremely old, extremely large sperm, not him. And the sexual organ that they propelled from... have been found. It's an awkward kind of scientific discovery, but incredible nonetheless. Australian researchers found almost perfectly preserved. So that's my Australian accent.
Right.
Which is Australian for sperm cells. Curled up with the sexual organ of a 17-million-year-old fossilized shrimp. Not only were the fossilized sperm preserved, but also the organ that sent those sperm to the female. Why were these shrimp fossils and their megasperms so well preserved over the course of millions of years? Tons of bat guano, they say. Researcher Renate Matskit-Karzais. Did I say it right?
Squeery.
I had to have said that right. Come on.
Renata.
Okay.
Renata Matskit-Karzais.
Karzais. Pretty close.
Pretty close.
So these are shrimp with massive sperm?
Yeah, huge shrimp, like big prehistoric shrimp. So shrimp is a terrible word for them because they are no longer shrimpy in any way.
They're prawns at this point.
Yeah, they're prawns. That's Australian for beer. University of South Wales researcher published a word of their discovery Wednesday in the journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B. That's awesome. It's called the Journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B. According to the scientists, these delights are the oldest fossilized sperm ever found in the geological record. Bing! Score one for science. Boy, what a rough way to go, though, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like that sperm was like, yeah, baby, and then was killed by bat guano.
I'm trying to see if they've actually got pictures of the shrimp in this article, but it doesn't look like
it. No, I couldn't find them either. It's got to be out there somewhere. I know the size thing is killing me because what do they mean by that? I mean, because, you know, like animal, like mammal sperm today, too small to see, really.
Right.
Unless you're filming it with a micro hoo-ha and they're swimming around or whatever. This thing, if they're saying huge and tons of bat guano is what preserved it, I'm very curious.
Hmm.
So there's that.
Okay.
In Colorado news,
mm-hmm.
The Colorado River is close to reaching the Gulf. Water conservationists are celebrating a flood experiment that is on the verge of sending water from the Colorado River to the Sea of Cortez. Haven't heard that said since I was in like ninth grade.
Yeah, no kidding.
For the first time in more than 20 years, the water has traveled nearly 100 miles from a barren delta in the Morelos Dam. Just Morelos. Morelos.
Mm-hmm. Morelos.
Morelos. Damn. Morelos Lobos, please.
Morelos.
Just south of where, let's see, where California, Arizona, and Mexico meet. Ooh, Mexico meat. Don't eat it, though.
Or California or Arizona meat. Yeah. I don't know.
That's... I'm a little okay with California meat. Arizona, iffy. But Mexico meat, no way. Call me racist. It was a result of a binational agreement that came together after years of negotiations. As of Thursday morning, the water was about two river miles from the sea. River miles. Interesting.
River miles. They're different than regular miles.
Why is that? How is that? Is it just they don't do straight
line? I'm thinking nautical miles, but I've never heard them use nautical miles for something that isn't off the coast.
Is right? Nautical miles is water like at sea, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
Maybe it's so twisty and windy they don't count all the twists and winds. They just do
a straight thread through it. Right. It's not as the crow flies. It's as the river.
The river bends. Runs through it. Or Brian has right. the bend. You heard it here first. Water. Maybe the more immediate impact of the story of the was the story of the communities coming back together to their river, which had been missing for so long, and kids coming to see the river they haven't seen before, said Jennifer Pitt, director of the Colorado River Project. So suddenly you're in some old village. You've been there forever. Yeah, you're eating cornmeal off the backs of dead crows. I mean, it's a rough life. And then suddenly, bloosh, here comes the river. It's like a miracle.
Agua. Agua.
Agua. Via Alegre. All right. That's that.
That's one of the first things you learn on Sesame Street and Electric Company, right? Yeah. One of the first Spanish words.
That's about right. Look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to pull our buddy, our behind-the-scenes buddy, Mike Boyd, a.k.a. Ice Worm, into the show.
Whoa, the guy who writes all those questions.
Yeah, he's going to talk.
That guy.
I want to ask him some questions about that. I also want to hear about his new podcast, and he's going to hang around and do some tweeter stuff with us. So it'll be fun. Mike's a good guy. I like Mike. And it'll be nice to have him in front of the mic for once, because he does a lot of stuff behind the scenes. We really appreciate him. Cool. So that's coming up soon. Stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Brian's got music, and what would that music be?
Well, Meg wrote in and said, "Hey, Scott and Brian, my 26th birthday is on May 16th, and I'm incredibly excited for this particular birthday. This upcoming year of my life already has a great deal of excitement planned, such as attending Nerdtacular for the second time and marrying my fantastic fiancé, Jason, who I am grateful introduced me to TMS." So
there you go.
You did notice which thing she said first.
Yeah, I did notice
between getting married and and going to Nerdtacular.
Which is great. I get it.
To celebrate, I would love to hear a cover of a song from my favorite band, Hall & Oates. Their song, "You Make My Dreams Come True," or "Make My Dreams," always makes me, Sarah, smile. Ugh, even I groaned at my own terrible joke. But a cover of any of their songs would be amazing. I fully trust your selection. All I ask is for a cover from a band other than The Bird and the Bee. I love their covers, but I would really love to hear something different if possible.
Yeah, that one's kind of become the go-to, hasn't it, for that?
It's such a great album. Mm-hmm. That whole Interpreting the Masters is so fantastic.
It's really good.
And it's funny because I actually made the choice not to use that. I had not read that sentence to say stay away from The Burn the Bee. So good thing I did. I know this request is sent too late to be played the actual week of my birthday. So anytime during my birthday month would be awesome. Like the hobo, Meg. Au contraire, Meg. We're going to do this for you the day before your birthday. How do you like that?
Whoa, what?
And in doing a Hall & Oates cover, it's going to be a Hall & Oates recover. So
what?
In 2011, John Oates, the mustachioed half of Hall & Oates, formerly mustachioed. I think he's now.
I think he's sans mustache now.
He Trebeked it right off of there. He released an album called Mississippi Mile, in which he included this reimagining of "You Make My Dreams Come True." I'm hoping this is new to Meg, but you take the Daryl Hall out of Hall & Oates, and it's a very different beast altogether.
It's just Oates.
It's just Oates. Yeah. And his singing style is very different than I expected, but this is interesting. It'll be a fun thing to listen to nonetheless.
All right.
Am I selling it well?
I think so.
Here's John Oates and his recover of "You Make My Dreams ... come true."
All right. Well, here it is. You had me at Trebeked it off. Let's play it. We'll be back in a minute. Mike will be joining us. Stay tuned.
Thank you. what I want. You got, and it might be hard to handle. Like a flame that burns a candle. The candle feeds flame. Yeah, what I got full stock of thoughts and dreams are scattered. And you pull them all together. And how I can't explain. Well, again.
Yeah.
You make my dreams come true. When I'm messing with a dreamer, I can laugh it in your face. Twist and shout my way out and wrap yourself around me. Cause hey, the way you found me, you know I'll never be the same. Oh yeah, cause of you. You make my dreams come true.
Why do you suppose he had to go?
I don't know. I think it's just the fact that we never heard him sing until this. It's like, wow, no wonder Daryl kind of took lead on all the songs.
What was Oates doing back then? I mean, I'm trying to think. You always heard Hall up front and center all the time.
Right. He was clapping.
He was back there going.
Private eyes.
They're watching you. Watching your every move. Oh, yeah, dude. Those are the days. All right. Well, Hall and Oates, good luck.
He would jump in on Maneater too. Whoa, here she comes. Look out.
That's right. He's like the dude from the B-52s where he just talks once in a while, basically.
Like Fred Schneider?
Yeah, Fred Schneider. Going, even
less,
got
he has even far. Less to do than Fred Schneider.
All right. Well, there you go. I mean, he sang a little in Rome. Rome, if you want to. He kind of did some of that.
I thought you're talking about the HBO show.
No. He did nothing in Rome. Rome had naked people in it. All right. What are we doing? Naked people.
No, we're going to add Mike to the call.
They saw naked people.
Let's see. Mike Boyd. He's showing his offline, but we're going to add him anyway.
Yeah. We know he's in the chat room.
Yeah. he may just have his little thing set to away, and that's okay. Mike, you there?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, there he is.
Does your mom call you Michael?
Or most of the time.
All right.
Ice.
So that's what I was Ice. That would be really awesome if your mom called you Ice. So it's Mike Boyd, a.k.a. Iceworm, man. He's on the show. He's here with us. First time on TMS as a – I mean, you've called in a bunch of times. We used to have a video game segment and stuff, but first time you just called in to be Mike, which is nice.
Do you want video on this or
– Do I what? The who? The what?
Oh, do you want video or
– No, you don't have to do it. We can do whatever you want. You can if you want.
Well, I'll probably just leave it. I'll probably just leave it for now.
It's all right. If you're not naked, it's one of the 25 ways not to be naked.
I guess I'm close to put on then. But I'm just kidding.
Yeah, don't do that. So Mike does a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. He writes the Trek questions you hear every day on the Stump Trek Nerd segment. He writes all of the quiz questions that we do on Current Geek, which he's already compiled a whole new set for Brian Ibbett, and it's kind of a hoot, the subject he went with this week.
Oh, really? All right.
Pretty excited about that. Yeah, just a lot of cool behind the scenes stuff. Helps me out with some of the advertising tracking and things. And it's just good to have you on board, man. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, it's nice having a little behind the scenes dude going on with stuff. Now, all that being said, Mike has launched his own podcast, they call it. That's what the kids are calling it.
A podcast.
A podcast. Tell people what's up, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, it took long enough, right? I wanted to do this for a while, but you know, thanks to Daryl and a few other people on Twitter. Well, Daryl actually gave me this microphone. He gave me his old microphone.
Oh,
so
nice.
That was nice.
Well, did you clean it or scrape it off or anything? Or what'd you do there? Did you clean that up?
I haven't done anything with it. I've just put it in the holder and that's about it.
Because my understanding is Daryl, when he spoke, would spew little spittle particles on it. So you may want to just clean that off. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I might go through and maybe I can make my own clone of Daryl with that. I don't know.
Yeah, you could, dude.
Actually, you probably could. You've got enough, yeah.
Make and your own Daryl.
1930 duet act.
Yeah, actually. You have two people going 1930, do it in like a chorus. That'd be great.
Harmony, two-part harmony.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Here, let's see how that would sound. Hold on. 1930. We're going to just test this, okay? This could be dangerous. Hold on, I got to find an open spot. Okay, here we go. 1930. 1930. Okay. Now, there are two Daryls. They were both singing.
Careful. The world might explode if you do this.
I'm a little nervous about it, but here goes. So we're going to go. Here we go. Second thought, just throw that mic away. Let's pretend we never had this discussion.
You've crossed the streams.
All right. So, Mike, tell us about your show. What is it?
Well, it's actually it's actually all about, you know, professional wrestling, but older, you know, stuff from like the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, because you're into that stuff, right?
I was for a while, and then I kind of fell off. And then, you know, they have this whole new wrestling network on, you know, you can get it on Roku, like Apple TV and all that.
Yeah.
And they have all this older stuff on there. I mean, plus some newer stuff, too. But, you know, I just bring in a guest every week. We just talk about a couple, you know, old matches and then, you know, go into a discussion about, you know, maybe it's even like the politics of like how, like if would the stuff work now? What made the stuff great? What worked? What didn't? Mm. Stuff like that.
Yeah, that seems dark. That seems cool.
People in the community actually seem to like it. Like, I think I'm going to try to get doing a show today with actually Old Man Franks is going to be on in a little bit.
Old Man Franks, my goodness.
Wow.
Darn it. We had CJ from Geek.io on last week. We talked about, you know, WWF versus WCW and things like that.
Yeah, did that? How long did that episode go? I'm just curious.
It was about an hour and 11 minutes, I think.
That's not too bad. Good job, guys.
It was funny when I was looking in the iTunes thing. It actually said it was 1 hour 11 minutes and 11 seconds, and I was like, "That's weird."
Something's up, man. Something's up. Well, that's cool because I think wrestling in its heyday, kind of. I think the 80s was really the best time to be alive because they really went crazy with the pageantry and the kind of ridiculousness and costumes and storylines were crazy. And there were still a faction of people that would swear it was real and another faction that were like, no, it's totally fake. And another would just appreciate it for the spectacle. And it was just gladiator time, like golden era. So it's cool that somebody's talking about that and addressing it. And people should check it out. Where can they get it? What's it called?
It's called the Classic Wrestling Cast. And it's available at iceworm.org/wrestle. And it's all lowercase. For some reason, it's case sensitive.
That's
sure
weird.
Why.
That shouldn't be that way. Tell your host they're crazy. This isn't 1998. What's going on here? It's 1930.
Yeah, I'll
all right. Good luck. So that's
I'll have to get that looked at.
That's awesome. Well, do you want to hang around with us and do tweets? Sounds like fun. Okay. Well, let's do them. We got a few here.
And I think George R. R. Martin actually, you know, I'm writing all the Trek questions on DOS.
Oh, that's you're doing it in DOS and WordStar? Fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah,
no, it's actually just Notepad, but there is no spell check in that.
Yeah, that's true.
But most of the time, most of the time, you know, I'll notice the error and just leave it anyway.
Yeah, that's okay. We like those. What were you going to say, Brian?
I type out my show notes on a in Semaphore on a Simon.
Oh, yeah, you totally should be doing
Morse
that.
Morse code.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. Mine's all ASCII text, and it's pictures of everything. So it's hard. It's hard. You guys wonder why I screw your names up. It's because it's a big ASCII picture of the person's face. What do you expect?
Big ASCII picture.
Big ASCII picture.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
There goes tweets.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
Want to go bird hunting this weekend? Yes, I do. Let's play Twitter time. This is where you guys send us tweets. We've been collecting them over the last couple of hours. By the way, new way of doing this. All right? I meant to do it last week. I totally forgot. Here's what we're going to do. All week long, anytime you feel like it, you use our Twitter account, which is at Morning Stream. Okay, there's no the in there on that. It's just at Morning Stream. I want you to send us your TMS questions with the following hashtag. That way I can just collect them at the end of the week and not have to watch for them very specifically a few hours before you do the show. So the hashtag is TMS questions. Simple as that. One big word, TMS questions. And we'll just collect those.
Filter through them at the end of the week and plop them in.
That's what hashtags are for. Explain that. Explain that to your mother. It's impossible. I've tried. She doesn't understand hashtags at all. She said, "What's a hashtag?" And I went, "Well, it's this." And she went, "I still don't understand." I said, "That's the last time I'm going to talk to you about hashtags, Mom. I'm moving on. Here's your tweet. Here's your first one. Anthro wrote in. Anthro. Anthro, the mighty mountain man, it sounds like. Did you catch my Vine I put up on Monday about the airport or from the airport? No, I did not.
No, but thank you for asking us to look at that.
Yeah, none of us saw it. So
it was about, what's the deal with airplane food?
What's going on with the peanuts?
Brian, do they even give peanuts out anymore?
Yeah, they do. I got those at, they were pretzels on my last flight with Delta. They were
right.
Pretzels.
Yeah, and I think you can buy them on Frontier. Like you can get, you pay for the things now on Frontier. Even a drink. It's ridiculous. You want a pop? You want like a, you want a Coke? Ah, it's $1.99.
They don't give you a complimentary.
Not unless you are seat plus or preferred plus or whatever. I mean, you've got to pay for the deluxe version of the seat to get a soda.
F that noise. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sucks. The peanuts, I understand, because somebody had told me once that they quit doing peanuts generally and switched over to the
allergy problem.
Yeah, the allergy thing.
Yeah.
Which can happen at a moment's notice. And some people only have to be like three seats away and they'll have an attack.
Yeah. Peanut dust.
Yeah. Stay away from the peanut dust. Or penis dust.
Peanut dust was my rapper name.
Was it? Okay. Brian K.
DJ Peanut Dust.
Brian K. Vaughn, comic book writer, Brian K. Woodward, sorry, wrote in and said, "What's the name of the book you're reading right now?" And I say to you, it's called The Rational Optimist. It was recommended by Chinbeard and also Schwood, both those guys. And it's really, really good. I really recommend it. It's kind of changed my whole viewpoint on the world in a weird way. Stuff I think I already was leaning toward, but it opens your mind up to, you know, just what's real and what's really actually going on and how actually optimistic the future of humanity looks from that perspective. It's good. I like it. The Rational Optimist. Check it out.
Nice.
Written by Matt. I can't remember his last name.
Does he want to know what we're all reading?
Go ahead. Yeah, what are you reading right now?
I'm reading The Ocean at the End of the Lane by Neil Gaiman.
I hear just that started. Is fantastic. Heard nothing but good
so
things.
Far, so far, so good.
My daughter,
and it's short.
Daughter read it and she loved it.
Cool.
She thought it was amazing. How about you, Mike? You reading anything?
Not any actual like novels right now, but I'm reading the Fable comics.
Oh, those are great. Oh,
cool. Yeah.
Nothing wrong
I've
with
only
that.
Read a couple issues so far, but that
Wolf Among Us game, right? Yeah.
Based on that. So I'm loving the game, so I decided to go into the books.
I think that's their whole idea. It's going to get people to read those books, and that's good because those books are great. Totally worth reading.
Yeah, because the books are, I think the game is the prequel to the book is what it's, what I'm
correct.
What I'm reading.
They are not retelling the books at all. They have some of the same characters and stuff, but they're not retelling those stories, which is good. I'll just go ahead and burp now. I'll burp on the mic.
Yeah, please do. Because you don't have a burp button.
Yeah. Burp switch. burp switch sounds fun to say, doesn't it? Burp switch.
It does. Burp switch.
Burp switch. All right.
Get off, burp switch.
Here's a guy, Joseph, wrote in. Says, any particular reason why you never, your newer shows are, oh, this is that one. Your newer shows are called The Something Show and not something like The Instance or Film Sack. for example. Well, the instance is that. Oh, he means putting show at the end.
Yeah, like Diablo show, I think is. Well, then I'm trying to think then of there's another one show, example. Though. Yeah,
well, there's the therapy show as well.
Oh, yeah. That's oh, and I guess the spoiler show, but that isn't. I was going to call that cast, but somebody already used that. No, I don't have any reason why. They're just. I like the Diablo show because I'm tired of going, what's a really creative thing? Like the Nephilim Nexus. It's like, I don't need to do that or like, anymore.
There's a very fine line between clever and really cheesy on stuff like that.
I know, and I don't like
it. The instance
it.
Handles it perfectly.
I think
know?
So, too. Yeah. And then, especially given its era when it started and when that was a significant word. Totally. But like, yeah. But your show, like Coverville, mm-hmm. is a great use of cover and a clever way to put cover in the name. But it's this, right. I don't know, it's a different thing. For me just to go, you know, pick a piece of gear, the legendary drop. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that.
Well, yeah, because that doesn't really just apply to Diablo. That's like, you know, Warcraft has them. You know, Borderlands has legendary drops as well.
Well, so. Yeah, but even then, it'd be. I'd feel like those are just silly because it's just like trying to pull. I want. There's creativity in being simple. That's all. That's all I'm saying with these new names. Like Wendy and I, we struggled with ours. Like we were like, what are we going to do here? Now somebody had a really good idea that we just should have called it the Wendy and I. And now the Wendy something with the I in the last part of her name. And it was really creative. But it was too late. We'd already picked something else.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. But anyway, that's why. Film sack is just, you know, a sack of movies, man.
And then stuff with Diablo would be like anything, maybe like something like the Herodric Cube Cast, but that
goes right into cheesy land.
Yeah, that makes you want to punch a puppy right
the
in the face.
The Deckard Cain Cast.
Yeah, the Stay a While and Listen Show. We're not doing that. What do you guys think of Star Wars 7's story? Or what do you think Star Wars 7's story will be about? Just guess, says Dale. We'll start with Mike. You got any theories about the story coming up?
My theory, I knew they wouldn't do this because I wanted it to be, you know, the Heir to the Empire story.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, that's everybody. Well, the thing with that is it's already out. Yeah. It's already out. And, you know, people that have read the books are going to know what happens.
Yeah, and I would say that story is kind of
Disney has said all that lore, all that canon, doesn't exist.
That's important to note. Sure.
It's not just we're not doing it. It's that all didn't happen.
Yeah,
but if they did it, I would want to see probably Benedict Cumberbatch's like Thrawn or something like that.
Oh, right. See, that'd be great.
Yeah,
but yeah, of course they won't do it. I think it'll probably do with something with bringing the Emperor back somehow because he said apparently he's in it. Is what I've.
Oh, really? I've read. Ian McDermott is in it?
I think he was cast. I'm not really sure.
Dylan McDermott?
Ian McDermott.
No, Dermot McRoney was cast.
Oh. Yeah, no, that. Yeah, he's in it.
Ian McDermott McRoney.
Yeah, I would love it if. And Don Cheadle, he's going to be in it. Yes. Can't wait.
See, that's what they did with those. Was it Dark Empire or was it the Heir to the Empire where the Emperor was cloned? I think Luke was cloned in one of them.
Oh, that sounds like a bad idea.
Well, they took his hand from that got cut off, and the Empire Strikes Back and cloned Luke out of that. And
would it just landed on in a field on Bespin or something?
You know, I can't imagine why a Disney would want to scrap all this fan fiction that's out there. Like, why? What a weird thing!
I think that was in that Heir to the Empire series. And
it sounds like fanfic.
The comic Dark Empire, I think, like had Luke go to the dark side briefly and then had like a clone of the Emperor or something. It's been a while since I've read them, but
clone of the Emperor sounds like a book itself. I don't know. I mean, we know who's in it. We know that Harrison Ford, I mean, we already know a lot about this, so we know that these characters are going to be there. I really don't know. I don't have any like overarching guess. And in a way, I'm really glad about that. In some ways, like as sad as I am to lose some of the Timothy Zahn and some of these other authors' books and things as in terms of them being official canon, as sad as that made me when I heard about that, on the other hand, it's an open book here. It's a new slate. I don't know what to
do. Whatever they want. They don't have to have, Luke and Han or Leia and Han together and twins and Mara Jade and Luke and all that stuff. I mean, they can really do whatever they want.
Yeah. By the way, the final score also added the in front of it. I'm just telling Michael this.
Yeah. The thing about this one is, it's going to be interesting to see like how they prevent stuff from leaking with it being, because they haven't done a Star Wars movie in like 9 years and there was no Twitter or Facebook really back then.
No, there was none of that stuff. There were forums and things, but
yeah,
those are.
I mean, I'm sure there'll be leaks, but it'll be It's going to be interesting to see how they try to keep a lid on
this.
Well,
what they need to do, they need to do what they kind of did with Blue Harvest, but instead of doing, you know, a secret name, they need to film multiple Star Wars movies in different locations around the world all simultaneously, and you won't know which one's the real one. So if there's a leak, you don't know if it's the one in Siberia or the one over in Kalamazoo, Michigan, or the one and then you know they're safe. They've got plausible deniability.
Yep. Look at Scott.
Nope.
Once in a while I get these right. I just want to point that out. Squirry, everybody. Squirry.
Squirry.
This tweet just in. Beep, 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 beep. Rob D says, Carol Kane was not Quark's mom.
I didn't think so, because I've been seeing some episodes since.
She's in it, but she's not his mom. She was never his mom, though, I don't think.
Oh, I thought you said that it was Wallace Shawn.
But he's not his dad.
DJ Grand.
Grandmaster Nagus or something.
DJ Grandmaster Flash Nagus.
I'm going to look this up. Carol Kane. This would have been 1990 La La Land here.
Yeah.
Maybe I've got her confused, man. Then maybe I was just wrong that she was in it, period. She's a lot like her. All right, she's not in there.
Who does play Mookie?
I don't know. I like Carol Kane, though. She's born in 52. Jeez. She looks great.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen her lately? She looks great.
No way. Andrea Martin from SCTV.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
All right. That might be right.
Edith Prickly from SCTV.
Yeah, you know, Edith Prickly. I know her. okay, next one. Right. Joseph wrote in. Nope, I already did that one. How about this one? Nick wrote in, not my son, someone else. What's something cool you guys still have from when you were younger? Mm. Oh, something cool, man. How young, though? Kids, I guess?
I have one of those full-size, or not full-size, but like the, I don't know, I want to say foot and a half tall Darth Vader action figures.
Oh, those were great.
Yet they still, you know, they had all this space, yet they still couldn't add any additional articulation. So he still doesn't bend at the knee or the elbow.
Yeah.
He's just like,
he's a real stiff, if you know what I'm saying.
Does it count if the stuff is in storage, or does it have to be like?
It can be anything. Anything you own that you still have is cool.
Well, I have a pinball machine, but it's at my parents' house now.
Oh. Were they playing it, or are they just stuck at someplace?
Oh, it's in their basement, but I think it needs like to be like completely rewired. Actually,
oh, geez.
What's the pinball machine? What is it?
What's that? From 1990, it was called Funhouse, and it had like the talking mannequin head on it.
Oh, I played that.
I'm
pretty sure I played that in Vegas last time I was there at the pinball museum thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably there. It's one of. I don't know if it's the best selling. I think Adam's Family is still the best selling one that this company did. But the guy who designed the Addams Family game is a guy. This game came before Addams Family. Oh, same designer.
Those are good games. Those are good as pinball games go. Those are good names you just mentioned.
And then I have pretty much all my like NES, SNES, still N64, all that kind of stuff.
Oh wow! I do still have my 2600 right behind.
Oh, you do have that. I have that somewhere too, someplace.
I have a couple. Like my parents threw the 2600 away because it was broken.
Yeah.
And they ended up throwing away a bunch of the games with it, which kind of sucked. But
yeah,
I saved a couple of them. I have Kaboom by Activision still,
mm-hmm.
The one where the guy's dropping bombs and you move the buckets around. And then I have the Raiders of the Lost Ark game, which I never figured out how to play it. But
oh god,
not good.
I remember that thing. Yeah, you get to set up the stick in the Well of Souls and time it with the sun coming out, and you run around. I mean, it was borderline ET bad.
Yeah, they should have buried a few of those out in the desert with those.
And then I did have ET for a very short amount of time. My friend had it, and I was borrowing it, and I think I returned it to him like a day later because I didn't know what the hell to do with it.
Yeah,
in the game, because it was just, you know, find phone parts and jump into a hole pretty much.
Well, I have all my Star Wars action figures still from back in the day. Probably my most prized things are these are two things that are a little bit weird. One was a toy car I had when I was 2 years old, and somehow I still have it. I don't know how I still have it or why. The thing is ancient. I'm sure it was handed down to me. So this thing was like made in the early 50s or something, way, way before I was born. And I think that thing's cool and it holds up and it's still sitting over there. That's one thing. My other thing, I think I more from when I was a kid, was the Kirk action figure I have from the first Star Trek movie that I filmed in a fight with a gerbil. And his death was under a bunch of Old Spice cologne, and I burned him. And he is now called Burnt Kirk, and he's just disfigured, but he still works. He's still good.
Yeah, I still have a bunch of my Star Wars figures, and probably the most prized one I have, it's still in the box. And I got it in 1996, right? Because a year before they relaunched the entire Star Wars like figure line. So at this, I went to, I think it was called StarCon. It was in Denver in like October 96 or something. And I bought a Boba Fett figure there. And then I noticed the guy had two of them. They were the same price. And I noticed one was the variant. So I'm like, oh, can I trade this back in for this one? And I don't think he knew the variant was rare or anything like that, or more rare than the first one. So I bought that. And then Jeremy Bullock ended up being at the event, and I had him sign the box with the figure.
Oh, no way, dude.
Wow.
You have this someplace now? You still have this?
Yeah, it's at my parents' house. It's in a bin, but it's like in a action figure, like protected bubble thing.
That's intense. That's intense. I want that.
Yeah, I think I'll tweet a picture of it. I should have one on my phone still.
Yeah, you asked earlier what you could trade for being on the show tonight. That's what I want right there. Just send it to me.
There you go. Did you really ask you want to trade something? Well, it's roadshow all the time.
It is personalized. Totally. So it says to Mike, but I mean, people might wonder like who this Mike is if you have it at your house.
I'll be Mike. I don't care. I'll change my name. $50. I'm good. So I was going to say one other thing about all that, and I forgot what it was. Oh, my dog ate my original Chewbacca he had the gun and everything. My dog chewed it apart. Wow. I was so pissed. Oh, yeah. Damn dog.
And I had a lightsaber from like the Return of the Jedi, or I think it was probably Return of the Jedi, guys, because I would have been three. I had the Vader lightsaber, and I think like it got, when I was done with it, somebody put it like too close to a heater and it melted.
Oh, no. That's not good.
And it was the one that, the new ones actually retract. I think this one was just like a handle with a chunk of plastic on it.
Yeah.
The old school one, and then yeah, it melted, so we had to throw it out.
Final tweet from Glenn wrote in. Glenn Miller, I understand. Mm. No, not Glenn Miller.
We hear him playing in the background.
He did. Wasn't Glenn Miller famous for the
In the Mood?
In the Mood. Oh, the Glenn Miller band, right?
Wasn't that in The Mask as well?
Who did the Duke Carey? Wait, who's the guy that almost crashed in that plane with the big bopper that ended up doing the Dukes of Hazzard theme? Who's that?
Waylon Jennings
is who I'm thinking of for some unknown reason.
Those names are so similar.
Yeah, so close. So close. Would you rather have Firefly or Deadwood brought back from cancellation with all the original cast coming back, of course, but you can only choose one here, says Glenn. So which do you choose, Firefly or Deadwood? What is it?
Firefly, for sure. Firefly. You know me and Westerns.
Deadwood is real. I've never seen Deadwood, Brian.
No, I have the DVDs upstairs and I have not watched them yet.
You need to watch Deadwood. It's my so stepfather good.
Left them for me when he passed away. Those were
that was his big inheritance. Man,
yeah, I don't think I've seen it either, because I think by the time it came on, I don't think I had an apartment that had HBO anymore. Or right when I moved to the apartment before this one, I had HBO briefly, and then the new place.
I'd like them both. That's the answer. But if you can only give me one, of course, Firefly. Duh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're doing Firefly, right, Mike? Firefly.
Yep.
All right. Well, if I like Firefly as it picks up and takes off, Mike has joined us and now will leave us.
It's actually Firefly. And one quick thing. When I bought this new computer, it had a Blu-ray drive on it.
Yeah.
And the first two Blu-rays I bought were the Firefly Complete Series and Serenity.
Yeah. That's what you want.
First Blu-rays I bought. But
yeah, that's good. Yep. First Blu-ray you ever purchased.
Yep.
That's fantastic. That movie's so good. I've seen it 19 times now. What is wrong with me? I really have 19 times. I can count them. That's I'm going funny. For a 20th probably in a month or two.
There you go.
Mike, thanks, dude. Thanks for hanging out. He's Ice Warm on Twitter, everybody. You can find some of his fine work on some of our shows where things pop up, little quizzes and stuff. Mike does a great job with that stuff. Mike, yep, remind people.
Looking forward to Brian.
Yeah, remind people.
I'm looking forward to Brian's quiz for tomorrow. It's going to be good.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Remind us where
I'm looking forward to it too.
Where is the wrestling show again, the name, and where can they get it?
It's just the Classic Wrestling Cast, and it's at icewarm.org/wrestle.
Ah, that's brilliant. Go get it. Check it out. Have fun.
And then you can follow that show on Twitter at CWCcast, and it's all one word.
CWCcast, baby. Mike.
I know it's a dumb Twitter name because basically CWC stands for cast, and there's cast in a name.
That's
like
totally,
an ATM.
I totally get
People
it.
Call
it's fine.
An ATM machine that, but it has machine already in the name.
Don't worry. Twitter has already taken all the names. You're lucky to get what you get. I totally get it.
Yep.
Send me your Boba Fett.
Thanks, man. See you later. Bye now. Also. Woo!
Well, he said also, and then I cut him off. Damn it. Mike has a lot of alsos. All right, so
what was that? What was the thing that Iceworm was going to say on episode 607?
I'm willing to do something that a few people are asking for, and a few people are saying don't do it. But I think I'm going to allow this. I think we let Daniel call in, not all the time, every once in a while,
like maybe once a month,
perfectly, and call in on the TMSPM episode like he did last time. Mm-hmm. Five questions limit. and we play that little game. We'll let
be rapid fire style.
Yeah, rapid fire style. We'll let Justin. We'll see if Justin's theory is correct. That would
Deidre has to go through Deidre's his wife. Deidre has to go through the questions and vet them before he can ask them.
I like Deidre a lot because I could hear her in the background saying, "Now you're just being creepy," she'd say.
Yes. Oh, she is fantastic. I mean, they're a fantastic couple, but when I'm hanging out with him and he does this, she just kind of rolls her eyes.
I'll bet.
She's a fan too, and she enjoys the shows and stuff as much as he does, but
yeah, she's not. She doesn't have 50 questions in her pocket at any given time.
Exactly.
All right.
Single spaced, four pages.
So you heard it here first. We'll consider it. Let's get out of here. Before we do, big thanks again for supporting us on Patreon. That's how this extra episode each week is possible. Patreon.com/TMS is where to do it. Throw us a buck, couple of bucks, $5, whatever you can a month. It's per month, folks, not per episode. None of that trash. Mm-hmm. Not that that's bad for others who are doing it. I'm just saying we're not doing it that way.
Yeah, we do 20 shows a month. That would be, you know, we we love your support. We don't want to abuse it.
No, and think about how much value you're getting for your very little contribution. I mean, 20 shows a month, good Lord. That's crazy. Who else does that? Nobody, that's who. So go there, support it. Patreon.com/TMS is the website. We're out of here. Use our Twitter. It's good. Morning stream. Don't forget the hashtag TMS questions. We'll check that at every TMS PM and read them here on the show. I'm at Scott Johnson. He's at Coverville. And the email address to use for the show is themorningstream@gmail.com. All else can be found at frogpants.com/TMS. Why don't you play me a song now?
Okay. I don't mind if I do.
Okay.
This one is going out. Oh, let me close that one because that's not the one we're doing.
No, no.
This is the one we're doing. Good morrow, Shottsbury and Biggleswade. May I humbly place a request? Maybe I'll do the whole thing this voice.
Yeah, wait. I got some music for you. Let me do some music for you.
Place a request. Okay.
Keep going. You go.
For either show on the Thursday of this coming week, the 15th of May, 2014. The day after is my wedding day, whereupon I will marry my best friend and dream girl, Jessica.
Ours
has been a long and winding road getting to this point. It's so loud.
I couldn't get it to go down.
But words fail me when I try to express how deliriously happy I am that we have got to this point. As such, I would request of your good selves any cover you can find of Coldplay's Till Kingdom Come, as this song is the lead single in the soundtrack of our story so far.
Wow.
Failing that, any Coldplay cover would be an amazing treat for us both. We've been listening to TMS since day one and other Frogpants shows before that and cannot express our undying appreciation and gratitude for all that you two do. Admiration for your endeavors is heavily implied. Kindest regards, David and Jessica from England.
That's fantastic. I really enjoyed that. I don't know why iTunes decided to completely fart up and not let me adjust the volume, but there you have it. Well, great. So,
right, so, yeah. So I'm not doing a cover. I'm doing a Coldplay cover, but I could not find any covers of Till Kingdom Come. That's just unfortunately not one that people tend to pick. Mm. You get a lot of Yellow. You get a lot of Viva La Vida. Mm. You get a lot of all that stuff, but you don't get a lot of that one. Another one you get a lot of is The Scientist. This one came out on an album last year that was among my favorite cover albums of the year, like was in the top five.
Wow.
This thing is so good, a great EP. The album is called For Freedom, a covers album, a covers EP, and it included this wonderful version of The Scientist. The band, Jenny and Tyler. Here they are with The Scientist.
All right, we'll be back next week with a whole new set of shows. Everybody come on back now, you hear?
Come up to This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
The genital areas are evil or taboo.
Taboo.
Taboo, those genital areas.
The genital area is taboo.